Hello and welcome. I'm John Burns and this is my little podcast Outside In. It's for folk who like to be outdoors, but I've been trapped inside. I'll be talking later on in the little show to Narissa Fields, who is an online yoga teacher. And I'll also be reading from Adam Watson's book, It's a Fine Day for the Hill. I don't know about you, I've been trying to get out as much as I can, which is not a lot. My one day, once a day exercise, I should say. I've been out cycling recently, but I made the mistake when I was cycling around Inverness. I put on this old cagoule, old nylon cagoule, and I wasn't exactly pedaling particularly hard, but the amount of condensation that built up inside it would have you probably could have sailed a boat in it. I don't think it like it. It was like sort of reverse rain. I was raining from the inside out. You just forget how breathable modern gear is. So that's something I'll not be doing much of. So I've now sent off for a proper cycling jacket. It's my own fault. I'm just a skinflint, really. I should buy proper gear. You know what I mean? But anyway, that'll come out, and then I'll be all day glowed up. You'll be able to see me from Mars. It'll be fantastic. There'll be this little like I'll be cycling towards people like a gigantic wasp. Well, it's pretty difficult to know what to do with yourself sometimes. Now you're not you can't get out, and I've been doing something I've not been done before. I've joined an online yoga class, which has been certainly helping me get through the days. And I've got the yoga teacher. Are you a guru? I've been introduced Narissa Fields. Hello, Narissa.
Hi, I'm Narissa.
Oh, are you a guru, Narissa?
I wouldn't call myself a guru.
You wouldn't call yourself a guru. Okay. You're a guru to me, Narissa, that's for sure.
Thank you, John.
How does your running yoga classes online, how does that actually work then? How do people join and that sort of stuff?
Okay, well, basically you need Zoom, and Zoom works better if you've got Google Chrome, actually.
Yeah.
So you have to download Zoom. I can send you the link to download. And if you email me, then I can put you into my email online yoga group. And then say I've got a class next week, even though it's Bank Holiday Monday at 6 o'clock. If you're on my email yoga group, I'd be sending out that email about 4:15, 5:45. You get the link and then you come through to my house.
So the way it works basically is that it's a video link. So when I come into your class, I can see you, and you've got a little screen where you can see me. That's right, isn't it? And there's about 20 odd folk all from different parts of the country coming together.
Yeah, I've got people coming from Bristol, Scotland, Northern Ireland, the Peak District, and East Grinstead. I think once we've got to East Grinstead, we've gone international, haven't we?
Absolutely. You've got people from East Grinstead. That's basically the world at your feet, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And the classes are really for kind of all abilities. That's right.
Yeah. I mean, I do send out a health and safety email. And I send out a questionnaire. I'm trained with the British Wheel of Yoga. I'm insured to teach you, even if you haven't been to my yoga before, but it's nice if you can fill in the questionnaire. And if there's anything specific, we can have a chat by video or by phone. Yeah. I've been speaking to various people who've got specific aches and pains, and so I can be aware of your... Most people have. So I can be aware of everybody's individual needs.
What do you think, sort of briefly, what you think the benefits to people are in, we're in a situation in lockdown, we can't get out very much, and I guess tensions are pretty high too. So what do you think, what are the benefits do you feel of taking part in a yoga class?
Well, yoga works mentally, physically and emotionally. So mentally it helps you focus and concentrate. Physically we stretch, strengthen, and tone, and relax the whole of the body.
Yeah.
And emotionally, it helps to bring a balance. So using the breath is key, and that helps to relieve stress, tension, anxiety. But to get the most out of the session, it was good if you can take home a little bit and practice it with you. So I send out relevant handouts, but I'm also on YouTube and on my website.
Right. Okay. So I found the good thing about it, I find it is very relaxing. It does get you moving. And I think we you know, when you're sort of in everyday life, or even if you're hill walking or whatever, you tend to move in a certain way. You get fixed. And I think what I found yoga is it makes you move perhaps in ways you're not used to. And it feels a bit awkward at first, but actually afterwards, I find you feel sort of invigorated and a lot more sort of flexible. Is that sort of a common experience, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, you need to experience it to feel it, obviously. But yeah. I think as a general rule, people do feel a lift afterwards.
Yeah, I think that's right. And that's what it's about, isn't it? And one of the things that I think is... you've kind of been pushed into doing yoga in this way, because obviously what you did before was bring people into to classes where you all met together. We can't do that right now, but one of the things that it is different way of doing things. But also I think it's quite good in a way, because you are people can join right from their own home. They don't have to travel. And also a lot of people are quite self-conscious about joining classes. And the thing is that although you can sort of see each other, you can switch that video off if you want to. Is that right?
Yeah, you can switch it off. I mean, obviously, it's important you see me.
Yeah.
It is quite, I mean, certainly there are people who have chosen to not show themselves, but it can be quite useful also if I can see you. But I am really clear about what you can do, what you can't do.
Yeah. Well, I think there can often be barriers for people doing things that they're not used to. I think one of the good things about it is that what I like about it also is that it's not like exercising to a video or something that's pre-recorded. It is live and it is interactive, and you can hear people talking, and it's if you're not getting out much and talking to other people, then it also has that social aspect to it, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Well, I have the unmute on at the beginning and at the end, so everybody can say hello to each other and everybody can say goodbye. But when we're doing the yoga, then I mute everybody just so that we don't hear all the coughs and
cries of pain.
Sorry?
And the cries of pain. No.
That's right.
No, to be fair, you always say if it hurts, don't do it. If it hurts, don't do it. I think that's a good motto in life, to be quite honest. And
absolutely true.
Now, obviously, I think you're very generous, and you say that yoga for Narissa is you can contribute what you like. It can be anything from nothing to a fiver. Is that about right?
Absolutely. I've given people the choice. They can pay from £0 to £5 per session, and it does vary. Most people are paying a fiver a session, and some people are paying for a few sessions in a row. But I also know there are people out there who've lost work or on a very low income or on benefit.
That's right.
And that's also fine, you know?
Yeah, okay. Well, that's great. So if anyone fancies to come along to Yoga and Narissa, you've got your class on Monday, and there's a couple of others throughout the week that people can join in. So what I'll do is, when I put this little podcast up on my website, I'll put a link to Yoga on Narissa, and I really think it's a good thing to do. I mean, you can try it for nothing. If you don't like it, you don't have to go. But I think it's the sort of thing that you kind of get hooked on. You've got a lot of people who've been coming for a long time. Is that not right, Narissa?
That's right. I've got Pete. I mean, my oldest student is 87, actually.
87. Wow.
but I have. Last week, I had a whole family. Yoga. There was the mum, the dad, and they have twin girls who are nine. They're all coming together. But I did say to the girls, I said, this is, I'm afraid, adult yoga, and just do what you can. But they were with their mum and dad, so that was a family thing too.
That's a great idea.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks very much for talking about Narissa, and I'll put a wee link to your classes on the show, and I'll see you on Monday.
Okie dokie. Thanks, John. Cheers.
Bye. When I was doing my research to the book that I'm writing at the moment, endlessly, I came across the work of Adam Watson. Adam sadly died last year at the age of 88. And he was a man with a lifelong interest in the Cairngorms and the ecology and wildlife of that area. He was a research ecologist, but also a climber and a skier. And the book that he wrote, It's a Fine Day for the Hill, I suppose you'd have to say it's become a bit obscure, but I think that's a shame in a way. I read through this and it talks really about the Cairngorms and climbing from probably about 1937 through to the early 60s, I think. Covers a lot of characters and a lot of people. People like Bob Scott, who was the gamekeeper for Derry, and Tom Weir, and Tom Patey, of course, the famous climber. Talks about an era, I suppose. Although it's really, I suppose you'd have to say the style is fairly dated these days, but that hasn't stopped me enjoying the book. It's like a snippet of a time that's gone past, really. Reminds me that in remote areas, you know, people stand tall. They have a kind of a reputation. They are known. If you think about people like Hamish McInnes in Glencoe, you know, these are the kings of those areas, as was Bob Scott in his time. So this little book is really, it's not little, it's quite big, actually. I guess it's like a diary entries. Anyway, this is exactly what this is. I'll read this section. Hope you enjoy it. This is Tuesday, 4th of January. I'm not sure what year. 49 maybe. Glen Llwyd. What a perfect morning. A severe frost, several degrees below zero. Cloudless skies, no wind, and sunshine were good after yesterday's poor weather. I set off up the Larry Grew on Bob skis. How easily I skied to the footbridge in sunlight compared with floundering on foot in darkness. Glorious sunshine made the tops look their very best. A soft satin sheen rippled the head, and everywhere I saw delicate shades of silver and deep blue shadows. Ben McDooey looked a shining creamy white against an almost purple blue sky, darker and more vivid than I have ever seen. Thick ice covered the Llwybeg Burn, where a shrew ran along the ice. Snow buntings flew in small flocks with tinkling calls, and a twit rose from one of the flock. My loose skis yesterday had left slight marks, which I followed until I found them safe and sound, stuck in drifts. I vowed to fit the binding clamps better to my climbing boots on return to Llwybeg, and thenceforth to ski with a lace attached from each boot to its ski binding. Slipping on my skis, I had the best skiing I have ever experienced on a beautiful velvety powder above a packed base. After a few runs on the slopes west of the bridge, I skied to Llwybeg, skimming in my tracks with a rope pulling Bob skis like a sledge behind me. By 2 p.m, the sun still shone hard and brilliant, turning frost on the grasses to sparkling diamonds. I have imagined the Cairngorms to be moon mountains, waves of snowy hills, white and rigid, and throwing great blue shadows. The trees too look fantastic under their heavy load of snow. Gradually, the sun sank, and the hills turned from cream to soft gold, and then to flush crimson. Long after the sun had left the glen, the summit of the hills glowed a spectacular red, its lower slopes inky blue. Snow plumes weaving from the bends turned to a dusky pink, and an utter silence brooded amongst the black and white tracery of the firs. I skied on the hillocks north of Llwybeg on lovely hard powder, till 5:30, when it grew too dark. Soon after, Alan McNichol arrived from Glasgow and his brother Ian. Just over a year ago, on these very hills, Alan and Tom Weir had taught me my first ski lessons. Well, some really evocative writing there from Adam Watson. That book's available from Amazon, and I think it's if you're interested in that particular time of mountaineering in Scotland, it's not to be missed. I enjoyed it. It's an idiosyncratic little book in a way, but it's none the worse for that. I'll be putting a wee link to Narissa's yoga site, Yoga with Narissa. Give it a shot. The online classes are good, and you know, we all need to do something to get rid of the tension and crap that's about these days. I'll be having poet and writer Helen Mort on the show, hopefully Monday. Rare treat there. Really looking forward to having her on. A very well respected poet, and I'm sure she'll have some interesting things to say. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I've been John Burns. You take care. Bye-bye.